Angry Bastard Radio.
You know, while your mother's cooking the macaroni today, I figure I'd sit down and talk to you since you're old enough. You know, it's time that you really realize what this family's all about. Because about this time is when you're going to be able to join in and earn some real money and real cash. But before you do that, I want to teach you a little bit about loyalty. The main name of this game is respect and loyalty. Family is a big thing. When we do this kind of business, everything is with respect. And when a family member gets out of line and another family don't like it, one thing leads into another, and the next thing you know, you're gone. And then you're just a memory of me. My heart's broke then. But you gotta remember, there's always family and loyalty. Loyalty is the main thing. Obviously, you know I don't make my money. I don't make all my cash from going to work every day. All these construction jobs we do and sanitation and private stuff is all from earning money through the family. And since you're of age now, I think it's time that I taught you what coming into the family and respect is all about. So the first thing you gotta learn is the name respect. That means you don't cross somebody, you don't go over the line. Once you go over that line, there's no coming back. Whether you're a member of a family or not, that's when people get whacked. And we don't want nobody whacked in our family. So I gotta teach you the proper way of respect. When you're earning money, everybody earns. Everybody eats bread. It's all about cash money. That's what it's all about, making the money. So the first thing of business is this. You remember your name, you won't forget your roots. You never ever disrespect anyone that's above you. Especially your capo, especially the big time guys. Those are the guys you listen to. You never ever disrespect anyone unless you're told to. Unless you get the okay. And if there's no sit down, there's nothing.
You already know, man. I didn't hit y'all off with that motherfucking. I don't know what movie that was from, but I got that from a Birdman album. Yeah, I mean, I'm not really feeling Birdman. At least I didn't think I was. But Pete Wise, this nigga, you know what I mean? These southern niggas got their beats together. I've seen, I mean, it's definitely, you know, doing his thing. And then lyrical-wise, I didn't really listen to lyrics, so I can't really say that he's someone as hot that, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna buy this. Well, I don't buy shit. So, oh, I'm gonna, you know, take the time to buy a blank CD and, you know, steal from the internet. Like, you know, I'm not gonna do that. But beat-wise, I heard a couple of tracks, you know, with Lil Wayne and all that, and shit was hot. So, I don't know. Maybe we'll give him a pass. Welcome to Angry Bastard Radio. I'm your boy GQ holding it down. We got this special event, special, you know, type of thing going down tonight, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Now, if the rest of my host shows up, we can have a nice discussion, you know, or even better discussion. And if my host don't show up, we can just have a nice discussion. No matter what, you can't have, you can't come here angry and leave angrier without a smile on your face, you know? Because people that call up here, we always tend to help out on the angry part of the side, you know? And all of a sudden, things just, it fucking adds up. Light the fuck up. I'm about to put up on that. I'm about to be on top of the fucking switchboard in a hot 2 minutes, so for all of you that are calling, please hold on. And while you're holding on, just ask yourself this question. Why aren't you GQ? Why not? Male or female, why are you not GQ? Oh, because I'm a smooth dude. And once God made the smoothness, he threw away the mold. Don't be marking my shit. Clear your mind for 09. You already know what it is. I'm high as a motherfucker. So y'all need to be in the same situation I am. Stop playing games. Stop bullshit. Light up. You know what I mean? Light the fuck up. I mean, if you snort coke, crack, you know, you do all type. If you do any other drug, I don't give a fuck if you drink alcohol or smoke cigarettes. If you do any other drug other than And, damn, it's cold as shit outside. It's fucking freezing out this motherfucker, man. Jersey is not the place to be around this motherfucker. Like, this is some bullshit. But, don't ever. Can't find, I already forgot what I was saying. Hey, Fresh, if that's you, if you're calling Fresh, remind me of what I was trying to say, because I don't know. Anyway, people, I'm just walking in, and I'm walking to the destination. Walking right to the destination. Hold on, people. Hold on, people. All right, here we go. Now, that's what I'm going to do. Because, you know, I really don't be showing love to, you know, my people ain't even called yet. All right. Because I don't really show love to the South like I'm supposed to. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not supposed to do anything but stay black and die. But, you know what I mean? I'm going to bring something, you know, to the cypher. Because, you know, like I said, I don't play Southern music. But I got to show support for the South. Now, we were in the room yesterday in the chat line. Someone had the nerve to come out their mouth. Oh, yeah, hip-hop started in California. We know that's not true. I'm from Brooklyn, and I wish it started in Brooklyn so I have more rights to brag. But instead, hip-hop started actually in the Bronx. So, I mean, when did that shit download? I'm trying to see if this shit downloaded, people. But if it didn't download, then I can't really give the South the love that they need. Okay, let's see. Let's go to the G's. Let's go to the G's. B-C-D. That's a damn shame I had to say my ABCs in order to get the shit right. That's a damn shame. Anyway, this next song up here, I don't have the instrumental for it, but the beat was so hot that I was like, you know what? I'm going to play this song as the song right now, and then after the song, I'm going to play it real extra low. The beat is hot. Now, Fresh is in hold right now. We got an hour and 15 minutes left. Hit us up, 914-338-1782. Taking shout-outs, dedications, ever crossing until 11 p.m. Now, this dude right here, he might know a little something about this song right here. This is Gucci Mane, 16 Fever. My South Virginia shorty told me about this one. Shit is fire right here. Check this shit out.
DJ Scream. Heavy in the street.
Heavy in the street.
Turn it up.
Gucci Man back to drop out the stores right now. We gonna get into this 16 Fever shit. Heavy in the street, slum banger shit. Shout out to my hood rich niggas. What up, Rip? What's happening, Cash Down? Heavy in the streets, the mixtape kingpin. Right beside me, my nigga superstar J Quick, DJ to the stars.
DJ Scream,
turn us up.
I'm just sitting fever, sitting fever, need a my bright fever.
Don't try to leave. bring me that cake, folks. Gucci got this, yo. Pittsburgh and sister. My work don't move, let listen to bitch, sir. Gucci got this, yo. Pittsburgh and sister. My work don't move, but
DJ Squid, Hood Rich, B.I.S.
In my face like it's my party, and if it's my party, I could cry if I want to, split your fucking body up in half if I want to, bitch, I'm from New Orleans, but I'm going everywhere, and I have a dream to be your worst nightmare, I'm in the king's chair, watching sports center, then I cut on BET, ah, dinner. So your L's up, yeah, we taking over, and we hungry, so please come with a chip on your shoulder. And we got them guns that gotta sit on your shoulder. I rock ice, put my heart colder. Louisiana,
I'm an animal.
Get 'em. I'm a beast, I'm a dog. Get 'em.
Got me feeling crazier than a motherfucker.
DJ White.
Hell no.
Play this on the radio.
Damn, nigga.
Play this on the radio.
What the fuck you say?
Ladies on the radio.
First I set that baggy hot, then I let that junkie shine. Yeah. Even motherfucking jokers, tell me where the fuck is mine. I'm back on the underground, back where I belong now. Told you how I felt it, this is how I feel now. Focus on my lyrics now, I'm having a real world. I don't wanna sip tea and chit chat on your sofa. Wow. Bitch, I ain't JC, fuck you, Oprah. Suck dick, deep, don't gag now, man. If you don't like hip hop, then we don't like your ass.
DJ
Wild
Out.
Ladies on the radio.
Hell no.
Play this on the radio.
Damn, nigga.
Play this on the radio.
What the fuck you say?
Play this on the radio.
First I set that baggy hot, then I let that junkie shine. Yeah. Even motherfucking trophies, tell me where the fuck is mine. I'm back on the underground, back where I belong now. Told you how I felt it, this is how I feel now. Focus on my lyrics now, I'm having a real world. I don't wanna sip tea and chit chat on your sofa. Wow. Bitch, I ain't JC, fuck you, Oprah. Suck dick, don't gag now, man. If you don't like hip hop, then we don't like your ass.
fuck the award shows, don't even mention my shit. I'm the hottest nigga on the net. They can't censor my shit. I said what the fuck I wanna say. I done been through some shit. Look, shit, motherfucker, play this on the radio. Play this on the radio. Faggot hoes, slut cunt, suck dick, roll a blunt. Play this on the radio. Play this on the radio. White bitch, black bitch, Asian bitch, cranky hoe. Play this on the radio. Play this on the radio. Crackin' spit, horny tricks, fire pussy, here we go. Play this on the radio. Play this on the radio.
Yeah, DJ White Out.
Turn it up loud so you can hear me. It's the return of the heartless. Created monster. M. Dre. Fritz. Say the aftermath.
Ladies on the radio. Ladies on the radio.
Niggas can't tell me nothing. I'm broke, fucked up. Now what? I dare you say something. I'll break your fucking neck. Any one of these niggas, son. I'm waiting.
I'm waiting.
And I'm on your heels, Mr. Carter. I heard you. You want me to die ugly? Okay. Don't end up on the list, nigga. Be a missing person. Like Cameron. Like Ja. Like Joe. Who wants them? Who want it? What up?
Primo's talking about. They want me back on the street. I'm back on the street, baby. Yeah. 718, we 187 all the time. Niggas want bump heads, baby, with me. What up? What up? I'm out. The goons is out. Niggas front on me, they gon' think we making a move. Niggas be like, oh shit, son, that's this shit Rambo had. You see that motherfucker going off. Niggas gon' see. Niggas gon' see. God, I can't wait till these niggas get stupid. They think it's WWF. Until they see that motherfucker hammer fly. Then they go, oh shit.
That shit was whack. Come on, dog. You're making these whack ass songs. Like, I guess it's to the point where it's like, hey, what does he have to prove? I mean, he's one of the highest rappers. He can make a bullshit song and still get away with it. I mean, I don't know. Refresh the depth. Is that true? Can you make any type of song and it be hot?
No.
No?
No.
Alright, cause he had me a little amazed. Like these songs that he be coming out with.
Son, when I hear shit like that, it just makes me want to listen to 300 bars.
It just makes you want to hit 300 bars?
Yeah, say G, you not. G, you not.
Spit.
His son on the mic.
If he's done on the mic, let him retire.
Come on, let me hear something.
Come on, ahead.
He's about to flow.
Oh, you want me to flow?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, look, are you trying to put a nigga on the spot and shit? Alright, I still love some probably gonna embarrass myself in that sense, so, you know what I mean? Let that be right, I'll spit on that.
Okay, I got it. Alright, check it.
Yeah.
Said my nigga saying Club 50. Why? Because my name is Fresh Watt and I'm holding for my city. They call it Ace Town. Yes, it's the Ace now. 5-6 is a place where we get down. My niggas getting crunk, why? Cause we don't give a fuck. You wanna get crunk, throw it up, that's what's up. I got a Glock, so you better watch your shoes. I'm coming at your mama door, nigga, already knew. Okay, so I went and checked the new Bit movie. Yeah, shit was real big. Check it, homie, you might dig it. You might like a style, cause I was rapping Brooklyn when I first grew up. Now, oh, shit, I'm done.
That was pretty hot, man. I ain't gonna front.
Yeah, at least I had no Ghost Rider like 50.
Yeah. 50 is definitely drop riding.
Yeah, I'm just hating. No, I'm just hating. Nah, really, 50, he got some nice shit out there. Just that shit that you was bumping, I wasn't feeling that at all.
Which one?
Everything that you played. God, shit. I was glad you played that Luigi Animal by Lil Wayne. Said I'm all about a dollar. Fuck two quarters. Bitch, I pour syrup in that vitamin water. Hope you die ugly, cause tonight will be gorgeous. What? That shit goes off, man.
Yeah. He did his thing. The whole flow was hot. The whole entire flow. Wait, hold on, people. Ma, you talking about this rice? Where's the gravy at? Yeah, it was all right. Well, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this is Real Hood doing it on the show. But it is what it is. I'm gonna use my chicken for this sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright, yeah. Yeah, welcome back, you know what I mean? It's your boy GQ and Fresh. It's your boy GQ and Fresh. Holding it down. Fresh. Holding it down, doing what we do. This was going to be the Recession Friday. As you can see, you know how the crew is. They be on some other shit, so I'm going to make it probably the mixtape hour or some shit like that. It doesn't really fucking matter. Hit us up, 914-338-1782. Taking shots, dedications, and requests until 11 o'clock. Call us up on whatever you want to hear. I mean, like, if you want to just talk, you want to get some shit off your chest, or you just want to say what's up, or you want to do a hi-ho call, that's the, yo, what's up, nigga? I'm fucked up. Yeah, the hi-ho call.
Niggas be drunk dialing this shit.
Word. Give us the hi-ho call. Cause you lit up right now on whatever. You hit us up, 914-338-1782. I'm copyrighting that. Matter of fact, only Fresh and Jeff can use it because he has the light-up session. The hi-ho call. Let's go. You already know what it is. But,
I got a request, though, nigga.
Oh, what's up?
I want to hear Anything by Big.
Anything by Big?
Yes, son.
Okay, let's see. Let me see what you can do for that movie, huh?
Yeah, dog. Yo, that shit was fly, dog.
Oh, what you see, dog? Bootleg?
Nah, son, I actually paid money for this shit, bro.
So you saw it today?
Yeah, I went early.
Alright, so that joint was jumping?
Yeah, it was definitely jumping. It was definitely, like I said, normally you know how Fresh get. I always go by bootleg right off the rip. But this shit right here, I felt like, you know what I'm saying, that it was the whole thing with Bernie Mac's latest film, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, because they passed, I feel like their family should get a piece of that. But it wasn't even only that. The film, the whole movie itself from start to finish was good. It gave out the whole story plot line and let you know everything, how everything went down, how Tupac and Big was cool, how they started beefing, how the whole controversy with the East Coast and the West Coast, and then showed a little inside between him and his mother. It was real good, you know what I'm saying? We'll see it again, put it that way.
Oh, wow. A lot of people were saying how corny it was going to be, and it's Lil' Kim is supposed to be coming out with a movie to tell the truth of what really happened and shit like that. I mean, you already know, like, some life stories are going to be a little fabricated. What you're saying is that this don't look fabricated at all.
All right, no doubt. See, like, with this, they
no,
made
no,
more.
No, I'm asking you. I'm saying, are you saying is that this doesn't look like it was fabricated at all?
No, I did. I mean, a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You could tell they made it more movie-like. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't, like, pretty much just a documentary on Notorious B.I.G. himself. They made it more of a movie about his life, about how he lived his life and what he went through.
God.
So it was pretty much how, like, 50 came out with Get Rich or Die Trying.
Yeah.
It was some shit like that. Like, 50, he's really telling...
I feel you. He was telling half his story and then some other shit.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, he's telling a lot. He's telling a lot of the shit that happened in the movie really did happen. But he's fabricating up to an extent to try to make it more, you know, like, you realistic. Like, you could feel to it or more movie-like to get the suspense going and shit.
All right. Well, I got the perfect song for you. I try to look for a song where it's just him. And this is the only track. And this is when Biggie was just opening up his smooth finesse side. Like, you know what I mean? Just whatever. Keep it locked. It's that Biggie Smalls. Player, hater. This is going up to all. Yeah, this is going up to all the haters out there.
As I don't take it closer.
My last hit, I'd like to take you back to the classic. B.I.G. style, of course. Player, turn your head round, lay on the ground, you've been round. Wake up. Open the door, lay on the floor, you've been robbed. You know we need this money, and you should just roll with me. Let's go. On this robbing spree, we'll make money. Player, turn your head round, take off that crown, you've been robbed. Wake up. Open the door. Don't cry no more. You've been robbed.
You see, there are two kind of people in the world today. We have the players, and we have the player haters. Please don't hate me because I'm beautiful, baby.
What happened?
Rest in peace to Christopher Wallace.
Word, man. I mean, he was a smooth dude, you know?
Was.
River fucked that, you know?
That's why I had his way with words.
Yeah. Smooth as nigga. Pause. You know, I gotta stop saying that shit. I told myself a long time ago, if you say pause, you're a homo, so. I love Cho-Cha, so therefore, I mean, let me just give it to the minimum. Ah, shit, I'm gonna play the wrong shit.
DJ White Alley, hurt.
Dedicating this to you, man. My man 50 grand told me straight up and down, man. I ain't supposed to love no hoe. I'm trying to tell him, 50, I got three rules in life. I'm about to be played with, played on, or played out. I'm going to drop it like this. Lying in my bed, I'm looking at four walls. Echo in my head saying I got a lot of gall. Gripping my cap, my pen in my teeth. Thinking what this hoe said, she called me a thief. She said I stole her heart and didn't leave a trace. I told her I was sorry and she said get out my face. Walked out my door with my Walkman in my pocket, playing Love Is the House and thinking how she dropped.
DJ White Owl,
opened up my door, a door. That Prince fan that brought me on the floor, I know that she loved me, I could never fake it. I say go buy a pie, the girl would call bacon. Making a record was important to me, more important than her, that's what made her flee, see. My mistake was not paying no mind. All the posse said we was two of a kind. I called them out twice, your sister said you're broke. She said when you left, your ears were full of smoke. Choking on a cigarette, you don't even smoke. Jumped in the train station, put in a token. Could have been my partner, amigo, my peer. Just waiting for them three words that all girls want to hear. I love you, huh. You would start to cry if I would reply with I-L-Y. Then I tell your friend that you played me out. Said I wouldn't say I love you just to make you shout. So I call a seven digits that would pick up your phone. Your sister picked it up and said that you wasn't home. I heard you in the back crying up a storm. Screaming how you wish that I never was born. I hate him, I hate him, that's what she kept saying. She'll come to her senses is what I kept praying. But now I'm gonna lay the card on the line. Just say that you hate me or say that you're mine. I said, when I played ball, you was in the stand. When I was sick, you held my hand. It was hard to say before, but now I can. Bitch, I love no home. Fuck you. I don't give a fuck about you. Take a long walk up a short pier, bitch. Trying to take bankrolls. Bum bitches out here, 50, man. And check this. She come to my crib, she say, B.I.G., listen. I don't like the way you've been dissing. Feel like I've been kissing other bitches cause my lips feel chapped. I tell you it's from the blunt. You ain't trying to hear that. Now I'm hitting up like a fuck. What's the riff? Who I'm sleeping with? I ain't got the time to shoot the gift to hoes. I'm trying to take bankroll. I ain't fucking nobody. Case closed. You hit the lights and decide to doze off. No kiss goodnight, didn't take your clothes off. And my dick is harder than a rock. Nobody to cop block, but you's a hard rock. The fuck you think I am, gay? I ain't got no time to play, I ain't got nothing to say. Bounce out the crib just to see my man 50 and what's up with B.I.G. and the OGB. You know they keep plenty hookers, and I ain't a bad looker. So I see one hoe that I like, yeah, fool. Shit is cool.
Trust no hoe. All they want is bankroll. Yo, Biggs, man, what's wrong, man? You look like you got problems, man.
Hey, yo, man. Man, it's this fucking bitch, man. So I know I ain't supposed to have no feelings for these hoes out here, man, but this bitch is back in my mind, man.
What?
Yeah, man. Done wrote a little rhyme about the bitch, man.
Let me hear it.
Want me to drop the drama, kid?
Yeah.
All right.
Is it gonna work? Of course. Yo, man, what you thought about that little cipher right there? That was a long ass cipher. Yo. Yo. I think this nigga must have hung up or some shit. All right, well, we're going to keep it moving with some more, you know, more Notorious B.I.G. You listen to the freshest mixes. Actually, this shit is all new. I mean, you never heard that track before. You know, it was in the archives, you know, as my crew would say, the archives. Hit us up, 914-338-1782. Let's see which one I'm going to play. It's another freestyle by Notorious B.I.G. I don't know. Y'all can definitely hit us up, 914-338-1782. Hit us up at myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. That shit is hot over there, what we're doing over there. Also, hit us up at Technical Difficulty Show. That's myspace.com/technical_difficulty_show. And also, also hit up our boy at myspace.com/lightupsession.
Oh, you can definitely catch Boy Fresh too at www.gqsmom.com/ass/ear/in-the-nose.com.
No doubt. That's what's up. You fucking plain Geronimo nose ass nigga.
Yo, giraffe in the face looking ass nigga.
Yo, this is fucking and Notorious B.I.G. freestyle. Let's go.
Yeah. Special shout out to my man, MC Homicide, DJ Fatal, Twin 1 and 2, my man Milk, my man Trey Dog, the OTB crew. Y'all know how we flow, and I'ma drop it like this, y'all. Oh, what a feeling, driving in my 4x4, girlies galore, B.I.D. on the door, chrome trimming with a smoke tip, giving chumps a hint as I count my pit. Sacks of dubs, half a man's a C-note, off of playing rhymes that B.I.G. wrote. Look, I take a note, but only if it's weed, stuck with no scenes, I sip a Hennessy, pass the D. Or maybe moving solo. Never with a sneezer by my side, that's a no-no. Coming, I ain't the flyest nigga that you ever saw. Live in action, guaranteed raw.
Who's coming through? Y'all know who?
It's Best Style Brooklyn, where this rapper was originated. Your rhymes ain't shit, they must be constipated. Many awaited. The heavy set brother from Fulton Street to drop a rhyme to a funky beat. Expelling MCs as if I wasn't savage. Or boys and girls or any school around the way. Opponents, pupils, but I'm the principal. Hard to beat, damn near invisible. Niggas wanna know how I live the Mac life. Making money, smoking mics like crack pipes. Flipping bombs, staying calm, giving my people my palm and saying rhyme to set off your bomb. This is me, the B.I.G. Competition was forever since 13. Using steel clothes was considered a thief. Until I started hustling on Fulton Street. Making loot, knocking boots on the regular. Tap the microphone, I'm the perfect competitor. Jewels and all that, my clothes is all that. Trump stepping to me, that's where they took a fall at. B.I.G. was a burner, that's unheard of. I stay close to mine like Tina on Turner. Quick to smother, a punk motherfucker undercover. Word to mother, I'm above ya, and
DJ,
I love ya. Cause you're a sweet bitch, a crazy crab, you might make my dick itch. I blow looser than Luther, once you get used to B.I.G. is a born trooper. Like ice cream, I scoop ya. My music, you wanna get looser. Stay tipped, and I'm not a booster. So what they got to say? This maggot word is law. There's no other assumption, I got it going on. I'm not conceited, my friends tell me this. Even my mother denied her head to this. Make her proud to see her one son kick loud. Flip on a sucker and bow to the crowd. Drink a little Hennessy, smoke a blunt or two or three or four. Live and action, guaranteed war. Round two, the rhyme regulator here to roast you at your final visit. I gave a toast to your crew. See, they popped for you like a kernel. They didn't realize that the beef was eternal. Internal injury, that's what you're soon to see. B.I.G. keep company, sometimes in my way, if they come a boatin', run upstairs, change my skimmer and my coat, and I'm floating to your punk part of town. Anybody frontin', they better duck down. Don't get mad cause I graze ya, you jumped in that four-door blazer. Quick, I couldn't get a good pick, shit, I was aiming for the melon, but the pick of my 3-pound auto, there's no telling. Drink a little Hennessy, smoke a blunt of two or three or four, live in action, guarantee roar. And you don't stop, and you don't stop to keep on. My man Milk, anti. Like I said before, the whole OGB is
effect.
Most definite.
To the shop ball. A whole lot of niggas want Big to make a demo tape, especially that bum ass nigga R. This going out to you, nigga. Recognize. Yo, 50, what's this?
DJ
Murder, well, Matt Mayhem Maker. VIP's on the mic, call the Undertaker. Make an appointment, schedule an interview. Because you know what Big Man's about to do? 50 grand on the technique at the right beat. Brothers wanna hear the words Big Man speak. The microphone I'm ripping, the burner got the clipping. Slamming the seat, let's got it flipping. Slipping on old gold, cold is the rhyme you stole. Puffing on dime bags, then I've been told. My words are harder than a brick, Chinese a rip, but dick. A thick stick and my dick makes me sick when you pick the wick rap rhyme, G. You're keeping the pump of the tic-tac time, see. The V.I.G. moves swifter than a ninja. Even a sneak up on the mass adventure. Keep my eyes open and the case closed. No eyewitnesses, no names are exposed. Just a heavy set one with a big gun and a sweet tongue shaking down everyone. Look like Michael Jackson, kicks like Bo Jackson, bitches like Freddie Jackson. No need to ask in the crew. Ooh, no frontin', no faking moves, fighting the fucking. Smack the fool and disagree, recognize the pedigree. Rhyme is mine cause I said it's me. Step to a big man, gripping the mic stand. Keep a bank roll and so do 50 grand. And I give you my hand cause you deserve a pound. Trying to blow up the spot in my part of town. Raised because it get no praise. I treat you like a pearl in the head. Recognize I don't fuck with the St. I's B.I.G. down with O.G.B. Old gold brothers for the others that miss me. The crew stay deep on Bedford and Quincy. Now I'm in the pocket for a pick in the hand. You want it to be on, there's a check in the garbage can. I pull bitches like Kim Fields, Brooke Shields, Shelly Long, Kylie Tarr. I go on and on. Word is born, I'm a dawn. I spit them and run them in them, I fuck them and then I duck them. I hit them in the shitter and forget her. And it gets better. B.I.G. All the letters, niggas know the better. That's the end. What you want me to do? Damn.
Okay, I'm reloading.
Yeah, what we got here, check it out, it's another one, by the notorious B.I.G., Uncle Lou, represent for the bitches, check it out now, I got a bitch and suck my dick till I nut. Spit it on my gut and slurp that shit back up. Ain't that a slut? She even take it in the butt. Fuck for about an hour, now she wanna go to the shower. You didn't know that we be pissing on hoes, bitch. Luke and Biggie straight shitting on hoes, bitch. Lick your toes, bitch. Fuck no, you must be crazy. Squirting your face and then I sway you. Recognize G straight up, I can't knock ya. After Big Papa, fuck all the junior mafia. The whole click, dick, suck, ass, lick. Leave your number by the phone, bring your ass on home. I'll roam in Lexuses and Benzes, the flyway. With the flyest bitch getting head on the highway. My way, deep throat on Luke's boat. When the moon rises, I'm coming in her eyes. Just the way players play, leave it up to me, I get fucked all day, sucked all day, fucking brunch, count cheese, fucking bitches, till the assholes bleed. Biggie bag bitches from barbecues to bar mitzvahs, the dick don't fit, use your lips cut. I'm feeling kinda itchy for a quickie, don't take off your coat, all you got to do is lick me. Me eat you, I beat you, then greet you to the door, bitch, cause I don't love you no more. Which one of these hoes in the lobby wanna slide me? You know me, I like my dick brown like Bobby. In the Duke shoot, then the bitch gets the boot, unless you lick ass and blow dicks like flukes. I like a cute brown chicks and fat asses, educated, so I can bust up on their glasses. I wanna come on your tongue and gums all night, the bitch drink nuts by the pint.
Hey, baby. Who shot you? Vato, what you hate that? What you hate when the song comes on? There's one, someone singing to the song. But singing and not knowing the words? Well, let me enjoy the words that you do like that you don't know in silence. And when you know it, I don't want to hear it, but go ahead and sing whatever. I hate a song coming on. And it's like, while the person is actually rapping it. Who shot you? Straight from the faster. Come on, dog. Fucking up for everybody else. Nobody wants to hear you sing about nothing. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Man, you just granted. That's actually not the word I wanted to use, but whatever. Freshies in the building.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's go. Freestyle hour. Hi ho, salute. And you know how when niggas, when they about to cry, they always, What the fuck does that mean? Yo, check. Yo, wait, hold on. Yeah. What the fuck does that mean? Yeah, check it. Watch it. What is that? You like your intro for your rhyme? Okay. There you go. Yeah. Okay, I feel it. Fuck, stupid. Yo, it's GQ over here eating. I'm chilling on this beat right now. It's not a rhyme, but it ain't going right now. I'm so high right now. Shit ain't going my way. I don't give a fuck. I ain't spraying no gun or no gas. It's a recession, dog. I look like a lame-ass nigga fraud. Pause. Oh, no homo. I never said I was going to say no homo. But it's like a promo. Oh, no. The girls are my hoe. Again. I don't understand. If Lil Weezy can do it and Cam'ron can do it, why can't I pop off with it and be so exclusive? It's like Uwe and Uji make up my own words, get off a little bit of the beat, pull out my meat smack it on. Yeah, I'm done. It wasn't much of anything.
Was that a rap?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, you just read it off like a poem, so I didn't know if you was reading from a book.
No, I did that off the dome. That was straight off the dome.
Hey, no doubt.
Yeah.
I want to hear you spit some shit. Pause.
Right, balls on that one. All right, let's see. Here we go.
Start it off. What's up off the last word?
Hold on. Yeah.
Oh, this nigga went 8 miles on to some choke.
I don't give a fuck where you from, what your name is, who you related to, or who you hang with. I spit in your face and turn you around and smack you in your face. I messed it all up, man. Dog, let's be.
That shit started off right, though. Check it. All right. See, I'm dropping my line. But I'm a rude nigga, so I got a fucking curse. I'm a death in this game. You already knew it. To me and my boys, yeah, we already blew it. We in the game. We about 4 deep. Hearing is creeping. Yeah, that's us and your mama sheets. We wrapping her up. Cause we on that murder shit. Fucking with your bitch, yeah, I had to go on murder tip. That nigga got locked up for the case. I'm not hating, nigga, but this is what gotta say. I twisted up my words and that's okay. I ain't even smoked no butt, and now I'm feeling okay. Alright, so we spitting from the facts. You want to talk shit, go and grab your cat, because you're scared of getting a fight. You're scared of that one-on-one. You want to face me, nigga. Go on about the... I be fucked up, bro. I give the niggas files that be freestyling for fucking hours.
Yeah, man.
Something that did not bless me with.
Yeah, but, fucking, I'm going to do one off the, my new name from now on when I'm rhyming, my rap name is DJ, no, my rap name is MC Bite It Rhyme. MC Bite It Rhyme.
Oh, man. Hey, you got 10 crack commandments?
Nah, I'm slipping. I need to get that. Yeah, I ain't gonna go no beat. Here we go. Wait, hold on. Let me see if I got a nice ass beat.
I got something for you to download.
Alright.
Is that weed?
Huh?
I found green object, and I can't tell if it's marijuana.
Oh, come on, man. Stop with this fucking instrumental. Where they do that at? I don't know where they do that at. I mean, some of your mother's cooking right now. Delicious.
Yo, you need to get that Cassie and Lil Wayne pop it.
Cassidy and Lil Wayne? I think I have them. Oh, shit. Hit us up, 914-338-1782. If you are a freestylist or you're trying to get out there, hit us up. We're having a live battle right now. See if you can take on me. DQ. I'm fresh over there. 914-338-1782. You got better skills than us? Let's see. L.E. in the building. Hold on, L.E. I'm about to kick a freestyle real quick. MC Byron. I don't give a fuck where you from or what your name is, who you related to or who you hang with. I spit in your face. Ah! This beat's messing me up. I don't give a fuck where you from or what your name is, who you related to or who you hang with. I spit in your face. Turn around and fuck your daughter and ride through your block and drop 3 1/4. Fuck cop and new kicks. I'd rather cop, toast cop, smoke cop, the hammer and pop your ghost. Take you out of the game like James Worthy. You ain't deserve me. I send shots from New Jersey. These shit split like a backwood. You think the banger couldn't do the job? Motherfucker, the cat could. So act good before I choke you out and treat your ass like pussy and poke you out. Busted your rib, hop out the whip and busted your crib. Your baby coming out his mouth some more, busting his bib. Keep gas like heads, keep crack pipes. Frontin' like your bus guns. You can't even hold a guy right. And B starts cooking. Y'all niggas be running and gunning. Y'all niggas running and go get their cousins. We point them, we gonna get guns and point them where your necklace. Hollow tip slugs will blow the ice off your necklace. Yeah, nigga.
Yeah, nigga.
Yeah, MC Bite out of the building, man. I wrote that, nigga. Don't be biting my rhymes, dogs. Dudes.
Copyright, nigga.
Copyrighted it. We got L.E. in the building. What up, nigga? What up, you chimpanzee in the face ass, nigga?
jacket did you read that
off of? Robert?
What CD jacket did you read that off of?
No, it's all me, man. It's off the dome.
What?
It was off the dome, nigga.
That shit wasn't off the dome. It was off the dome.
MC Body Rock, nigga. Don't hate. Don't hate, nigga. MC Body Rock. I mean, when your mother's cooking right now. It's delicious.
You sound like fucking... You sound like Gotti. From fucking R. Kelly's label, nigga.
Well, when I was rhyming?
So you sound like Gotti, nigga.
Who's Gotti?
You sound like fucking... What's that nigga? The outlaw nigga? With the bald head? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, guys.
I forgot his name. Dickhead or whatever the fuck.
What's his name?
Guy, like Irv.
What the fuck was his name? Some stupid shit.
But the nigga was Gotti.
Hussein. Hussein Fatal. Fatal Hussein.
Oh, Hussein Fatal.
Huh?
Who said Fatal?
Yeah, that's what you sound like.
Yeah, that nigga's whack.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Ever since Tupac was gone, that nigga's gone as well.
He did.
Didn't he used to chill with Pac? Who said Fatal?
Huh?
He used to be with Pac, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I like this New Jersey fucking branch off of what's his name?
Tupac.
Oh, man.
Hey, yo, when you go, where's this, when you going to D.C.?
When am I going to what?
When are you going to D.C.?
Monday morning. Monday morning.
For what?
Huh?
What you taking to D.C. for?
What do you mean, where am I going to D.C. for?
You said D.C.?
Yeah, D.C.
Yeah, it sounded like that nigga said DT with DC.
Yeah, I thought he said DT, like meaning drug test type shit. He said Monday morning. I'm like, damn, what the hell you taking drug test for?
Take that orange out of your hair, man. Take them fucking clubs that you be getting out of your hair, man. You the fucking the flower dude.
Rap. You ain't that shit in your jeans?
What happened?
You the fucking bathroom attendant. Handing out winter fresh and knock off colognes. Fuck out with the Costco pack of mints.
So, what was your mom?
Oh, nice, good one. I didn't see that coming.
No, is that whose background is that? I know it's not Fuzzy Duff's background. I know it's not fresh in the background, because he don't get no pussy.
Yeah. That was a lot of last night, nigga.
He can't get what he is. He can't get what he is.
Yo, this nigga coming at you fresh.
No, he's no, just mad because he told me that he's from that one. Don't be mad because I didn't buy you nothing for Christmas and shit, nigga. Your mom kind of ran my pockets dry, so I don't know what you want me to tell you.
Nice. She ran your pockets dry, huh? What'd you buy?
What'd I buy? Nah, man, the bitch just know how to spend a nigga rent money.
Oh, okay. On the crack you two guys were smoking together or what?
Oh!
I'm saying, you Bobby and Whitney in it out? What's going on?
Yeah,
you guys Bobby and Whitney in it out?
Yeah, man, I gotta get that fixed.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate
don't
that, man.
Do it.
Which one are you, though? Are you Bobby or Whitney?
That's fine. I'll take Bobby.
I'm just asking. I'm just asking.
I ain't trying to be no crack that whore, nigga.
What part of Florida are you in?
Palm Beach.
Palm Beach.
Palm Beach.
Nice out there. What was the
There's certain parts. There's certain parts that are real, like,
what was the temperature today? What was the temperature today out there?
Like,
high 60s, maybe low 70s.
Fuck you. How about that?
Yeah, dog. You know how cold it, you know how cold it was in my part of Jersey?
How cold?
13 degrees.
I like this song.
Nah, how could it snow and shit?
No, it's not snowing. That's what's bad about it. 13 degrees.
Yeah.
Dang. How cold is it in New York right now?
Yeah. Lotto with my top down.
Fucking Mexican ass nigga.
Mexican ass nigga. Right with my top down. What's that song?
I don't know. That sounded like some Bato shit from over in the West Coast side, nigga.
Listen, me Gazer says what? I didn't hear you.
This nigga me idolizes Gazer. the lead rapper for fucking Cypress Hill and shit.
I'm idolizing what?
Your mama, nigga. Hey, how cold is it in New York?
Hey, yo,
Hey, shit, that nigga's deaf.
Hey, yo, E.
Yo.
I just want to check up real quick, because, you know, I'm caring. So I don't want the cops coming after me.
What?
I said I'm caring, and I don't want the cops coming after me. So, you know, I got to ask this question just so I can say, or if I'm ever in front of a judge, I can say, well, Yana, I did ask, so I did kind of care. How's your mother's tonsils doing? Because I kind of injured them last night.
tonsils? Tonsils are all right. I'll go home and ask her, though.
All right, because I kind of raped them, you know, a little bit, you know, too hard. Like, I did the hardcore rapage.
Okay.
I know they wasn't supposed to ever meet my cock, but unfortunately that night they met him.
Never.
Riding with my top down, hit my demo. No.
Summer comes, all of the shit gets. You could play any of that shit. Hell yeah! What? Hell yeah!
This is up 914-338-1782 where you hear L.E. getting chumped by his boy.
Huh? What? That's confusing. Because they know, yo, I'll stab you in your heart, and then I'll pull it out and eat it, and then I'll fry that shit. I'll put that shit in some flour, son. I'll put that shit in some flour and put some adobo on that shit, son.
Son.
And then I'll clean up the blood with some Michelin, son.
Come
on. What the fuck, man?
Girls, I like girls. Why you
shouldn't be like
animals?
Everybody likes girls. I'm just saying. That's everything else is what? Oh, boy.
What are you talking about?
Everything
was hot. It was
doing the operative word. Okay, all right. Okay, all right.
What are you talking about?
The blueprint. The blueprint one.
What?
Hold on. The second album was the gold one. Was the gold one. Oh, DMX? Yeah, I can't front. I think so, too, yeah. Yeah, the first one was an introduction, and it was a good introduction. But I think the fucking second one was better. The second one was better, though.
This guy is now live on the streets of Harlem. In his gay next-door neighbor's house. And he's fixing his cabinet while his ass crack is in the air.
What the fuck?
Let's stay tuned to what happened. Yeah. Hey, yo, Fresh, your mom still working at Captain D's?
She what?
Captain D's.
Word.
Captain D's.
Word. She be sweeping in the bathrooms, only in the bathroom.
Fuck
yeah,
dude.
You never heard of Captain D's, nigga?
You remember the fucking, the candy in the supermarket that they used to have in the fucking, in the little racks? You used to be able to put it in a bag and get some candy?
Yeah.
I was poor, but I wasn't bad.
Look, I'm telling you right now, nigga, I never ever, like, it would say 25 cents.
Nah, I'm playing. Nah, I know exactly what you're talking about, nigga. I've had that shit a lot.
Though, I would never ever put money in there. If anything, the only money I'll put in there is like a penny.
And you
just so, just so they can hear the drop. They go, okay, maybe he did that. Well, what about the...
That shit at home, the supermarkets out here.
Yeah, what about the macadamia nuts or like the sunflower seeds? You just take a handful and walk around the supermarket eating them?
Hell yeah.
I don't
fuck with nuts, nigga.
That was the best,
though. What?
I still do it. Like, I still do it now. Every once in a while, yeah. Like, I eat some chips or something, or I open up a pack of cookies, but I pay for it now. Yeah, that's the only thing. Back in the day, it was like when they had the fucking the candy slots. I used to be like, oh yeah, I'm going some of these. Let me try these. I never tried these before.
I don't know if there's some hood type shit, but a nigga enjoys going to Costco. Loves walk that bitch 30 free samples out of that motherfucker.
Yeah, what happened?
A nigga enjoys going to Costco.
I could go through that?
Samples.
Yeah, I'm still listening, man.
Yo, can I make a right there, though?
Yo, what'd you say, nigga?
Can I make a right there?
Right.
Yeah, I like going to Costco to walk around that bitch and collect free samples, nigga.
Oh! Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about,
dog. Nigga, I ain't even gonna fight, dog. Me and the niggas, we bullshit, ain't shit to do. Burn one behind us, but like, shit, let's go around Costco. They get you a little something, everything. Get a little wine, they get a little fish, you get some chips, some like some kind of yogurt, nigga. They got all kinds of shit up in that motherfucker. You get a full meal in that bitch.
Yep. Come, I'll fuck around and walk back again. Like 30 minutes.
Word. Word. Be like, yo, that shit was good. Let me get one more.
Word. Fuck that. Yeah, man, fucking...
Getting the motherfucking Chinese people at the mall, they be like, you try peppermint chicken. Like, do you not realize this is the fourth time I done walked around your ass?
Word. Fucking, this is funny, because this nigga E said that he'll open cookies up and walk around the aisle and eat them and then pay for them. I couldn't do that because I know the cameras is already on. Like, the only way I'll do that is if I'm in line... Then I'll start eating, and then I'll pay for it. But I can't walk around the store eating on something that I didn't pay for yet. Because it's just 11 o'clock.
All right, 11, so we can still call in?
Yeah.
All right.
So it's like, you know what I mean? Who's to say that they won't nab you up the first minute you start eating something? So by then, when you realize I was going to pay for it, they're like, oh, of course you were going to pay for it now that you're caught.
No, they wait for you. The thing is, they can't, while you're in the store, they can't do anything to you.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you cross the threshold to make a break for it, that's when they're like, whoa, you didn't pay for that. You didn't pay for that. Where are you going?
You didn't pay for that.
Whoa, we didn't ask you that. Where's that from? What movie is that from? Whoa. You didn't ask you that.
Oh, man.
That's from Menace. No. That was from Boys in the Hood. Remember the black sellout cop?
Uh-huh.
Talking to, what's the dude's name? Trey?
Yeah.
Whoa. We didn't ask
you. Oh, you talking about Ice Cube's brother in the movie. Yeah.
Yo, who's that? SD?
Yeah.
So that bitch ass nigga, why he ain't call the fucking show?
Yeah, he's gonna call in a minute. My gums, cause they black. I hate black pepper.
I hate my gums, cause they black. I hate black peas over you.
It's a damn shame that he fucking died.
I saw his movie.
I didn't see that movie,
bro. It was pretty. That shit was pretty funny. It was pretty funny. Yeah, it was.
You know he's a fool. And them fucking his eyes are really fucking crazy, dude.
Hey, yo, Fresh.
Hey, yeah.
Oh.
All right, nigga, I'm about to batter you, nigga.
About to do what?
Who's that,
I'm Sam? I'm about to batter that nigga, man. MC Biter rhyme, nigga.
Oh, all right, nigga,
you
shit.
You fucking Bernie Mac is a fool.
All right, nigga, you ready?
Yeah.
Turn down,
nigga. All right, nigga. Yo, my name is Mo. With Lotto Dog. You got to be kidding. That makes me believe you really don't have an interest in two living. You think these niggas going to feel the shit you say, Fresh? I got a better chance joining the KKK. For some real shit, though, I like you. That's why I didn't want to be the one that you have to commit suicide to. Fuck me? Call me your leader. I feel bad I got to murder that dude from Leave It to Beaver. I used to like that show. Now you got me in fight back mode. But oh well, you gotta go, then you gotta go.
That's a white boy right there.
I hate to do this. I would love for this to last, so I'll take pictures of my rear end so you don't forget my ass. And all's well that ends okay, so I'll just end this shit with a fuck you, but have a nice day. Yeah! MC Bottom Round, baby, let's go.
All right, check it. See, that was kind of lame because you're stealing it from a movie. I'm not even white. How you going to play that pussy? Nigga, use beef. Nigga, use garbage. Go ahead back so you can start over tomorrow. Pick up some lines. Pick up some game. I'll give you $1 so you can spare some change. Nigga, use ropes. Nigga, use a bum. You're 28 and you still doing typo, son. What the fuck? You want some Jay-Z shit? Get off the bricks and start laying real bricks. Your ass is done, so go back to Pepsi. I shot you on your shit, and your ass is thirsty.
Okay, that was pretty amazing. That was pretty amazing.
Made me go incredible Hulk in this motherfucker.
Hey, yo, E, what you thought about that, man?
It was okay. It was all right.
I don't know, your mom thought it was great last night, so I mean, I'll try it again, see what happens. But I take it easy. It's a new year, you know what I'm saying? I promise I lighten up on it.
No, that was pretty good. It was good. But that was like a first grade rap. Graduate high school and then talk to me, all right?
Nigga, I don't think that's ever
going to
happen.
I'm just saying, you don't expect to get signed with that. You might get signed to the Stop and Shop label. or the Pathmark. The Pathmark. Matter of fact, down there, you might get signed to the Piggly Wiggly label. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't trying to get signed to no label. God, rapping ain't for me.
Or whatever the local supermarket label is.
C-Town.
The C-Town label. Ah, the Winn-Dixie. You have Winn-Dixie's down there?
Yeah.
That fucking Sonics?
Is it Sonics?
Sonic, yeah. Do you have Sonic?
Yeah, the restaurant?
Yeah, the fast food restaurant.
Yeah, that shit off the chain.
Oh, I love Sonic, man.
Yeah.
That shit is the worst for you, but I love Sonic.
It's the worst.
It's the worst. That's the worst food in the world.
Oh yeah, hell too.
I remember I had an apple pie shake from Sonic, and that shit had pieces of crust in it, and it had chunks of apple. Man, that shit was so good. That shit was so good.
I mean, everything there. The breakfast is off the chain too.
Yo, this chick called me the other day, man, and she's a fucking idiot. Like, she called me blocked. That's number one. Not only does she call me blocked, she prank calls me, and I hate people that call me blocked. I hate it. When they call me blocked, I answer the phone. Yo, you know, she's like fucking around with me, and I'm like, who the fuck is this? Like, who the fuck is this? Your fucking ass, who the fuck is this? I'm hanging up. No, hang up on me. How's your cats, you bald-headed bean pie motherfucker? I know the horror. What the fuck do you want? I see you still blocking your number, huh? Your man still gonna whoop the subside of the head? Yeah, he be whooping my ass, but I mean, so what? Like, oh, Lord. I'm like, yo, I'm at work. Call me back in 20 minutes. I want to tell you about the show. Call me back in 20 minutes. All right, I'll call you back in 20 minutes. 20 minutes. 20 minutes. It is now 10:22 in the p.m. Friday, January 16, 2009. And I still haven't heard from her. A piece of shit. Like, why? You call me blocked, and then if I don't answer it, it's not like your fat ass is going to leave a message.
Listen, why do you even expect to pick up the phone?
Huh?
Why do you even expect her to fucking to call you back? You know she's fucking locked.
Yeah, she's on lock. Like, she was on the phone as if she was, as if she snuck out of her cell and the prison guards didn't know she was making a call.
It's all good.
So what about that? What about football, man? You think the Eagles are going to make it?
Somebody from the East Coast needs to make it. From the tri-state area. Well, not really in the tri-state area, so I hope they
don't. Pittsburgh. They go to Pittsburgh.
I think it's going to be Philly. I think it's going to be Philly and Pittsburgh. It's going to be a PA game.
Yeah, I sure hope so. That'd be hot.
That would actually be good.
It would be.
Because two of the top seeds already knocked out. Fucking Giants got knocked out. Tennessee got knocked out.
The Giants, yep.
I was so upset when the Giants got knocked out. Seahawks.
I was surprised by Dev, so.
I thought they were going to lose. I thought the Giants was going to whoop the Eagles' ass. Especially in Giants territory. I'm like,
how do you lose at home?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I don't understand this. How does New York have two football teams? Two football teams play New York?
No, one of them plays in Jersey.
No, they both play in Jersey.
You said baseball teams, right?
Football. Giants and the New York Jets both play at Gillette Stadium in New Jersey.
Well, at one point they actually played in I think the Giants used to play in Yankee Stadium or something like
that.
No, the Jets used to play in Yankee Stadium.
So wait a minute, the Jets is in Jersey too?
Yeah.
What part of Jersey?
It's the Meadowlands. The Meadowlands is the home of the Giants and the Jets.
That's fucking stupid. That's stupid. That's like, that's stupid. Like, that's stupid. Like the word lingerie. Ain't no A or W in lingerie, and they don't even spell the way it sounds. Lingerie.
Lingerie. Gray.
Oh man, this song makes me think about your mother. The first day it came out, it was amazing because as it came out on the radio, the first time I ever heard it, I was actually in the process of stomping your mom's face onto the floor.
Into a pile of pet shit.
While her kneecaps were laying in dog shit. And her stomach was on crocodile shit. Oh, he hung up. He couldn't take the abuse.
Oh, he hung up?
Yeah. Oh, man, yeah, but I heard it's going to be real deep for the Obama thing. Like, security's going to be tight like a motherfucker. They said that they're only opening up main roads. They're closing all the other roads.
It's going to be a nightmare.
It's going to be a very nightmare. All of you gonna be stuck in D.C. for the longest. But I hope everything goes okay, because my resources are talking about the skinheads having been, you know, making a big beef about Obama being president. They feel as though that they're going to try to stop the whole thing. Mm. And remember, we got skinheads nowadays that don't just chill in the woods. You got doctors of skinheads, lawyers of skinheads, cops of skinheads. So it's going to be a very interesting thing to see. Hopefully everything goes right.
Well, we'll see. We'll see come Tuesday.
Yeah.
We can only hope, right?
Yep. Yo, what's the name of the people that sing Knuck If You Buck?
Crime Mob.
Right.
Crime Mob.
And I love it. And I love it. I think 50 Cent got some new shit out. Shitting on niggas. I actually got Suzy Q is now. Yeah.
Hold on.
Hit us up 914-338-1782. Taking shout outs, dedications, and requests until 11 o'clock in the PM. We got 31 minutes left. Right now on the mic is L.E., me, myself, GQ, and we got the smooth-ass Fresh. Holding it down. The whole East side is holding it down right now. I mean, if you got some West Coast love and you want to call up and shout out to where you from or whatever, hit us up. If you got some South Coast love, North Coast, East Coast, Northeast, Southeast, Northwest, Southwest, fucking North, North, South, South, West, West, and East, East. I mean, hit us up. If you're in the middle of the United States, you want your voice to be heard, hit us up. 30 minutes left. Speak your mind.
Fuck up.
2009. Fuck up.
Fuck, why? Fuck Oprah.
What happened?
Fuck Oprah.
Your mom look like Obama, nigga.
Mama is a farmer, nigga.
I said your mom like Obama, nigga. That's what I said.
I thought you said a farmer. I said your mama is a farmer.
Yeah, we're speaking of farmers. I saw your mom milking a cow last night with her teeth.
Your mama helped
me. You said my mama had a dream?
You ain't on the money.
You be on my
ain't it today's birthday?
Can you get a bogey for me? Nah, it's birthday. It's Monday.
Your mom looks like Murder Mook.
Your mom is Murder Mook. Your mom look like DeMarco, Fallen Soldiers, Perfect Stranger ass bitch. Yo, I got Suzy Q in the playing Xbox. Now she's playing Call of Duty.
Oh, she's playing right now?
Yeah.
That Suzy Q was good.
What happened?
What is it over here?
It was good, nigga.
You know what? I'm going to go get my laptop. You about to watch that movie? You come back down, because I'm fucking PC.
Yeah, Martin Luther King's birthday is on Monday. I actually have to work. Make
yeah,
that extra double time.
Got the South Florida Fair going on out here. Shit gets deep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, Coney Island. Coney Island, but it only comes for like a...
That's good enough for me. You understand?
I know, it's women galore.
Oh, yeah. This it's out the ass. Like, if you don't go.
Put it on the wall. But they have sand that fucking...
What the hell is this guy talking about?
Right.
these mom be running like 500 up and shit.
So, I don't know. I'm going tomorrow if you want to go and, you know, just fucking browse around. I think I'm going to pick something up tomorrow.
What the hell is this guy talking about?
For $800. I'm buying a flat screen. Remember I told you I was going to get a flat screen during the Super Bowl? I don't think I told you that.
No, you didn't tell me that, but is Billy the Kid getting you one?
Oh, you know what's crazy? Call him right now. Call him right now.
Right.
I told you to forget about it.
And, you know, in celebration, this is going out to all people. I'm going to say this again probably Saturday if we have a Saturday show. Calling out all people out there. This message, is racist. This is going out to my black people. This is going out to all my black people. This is going out to all black people. And what I'm saying is, Monday, I don't care if you have a car. I don't care if you're allergic to bus seats. I don't care what the hell's going through your mind. I don't care if you get on there just for a second, but in honor of Martin Luther King, I feel as though everybody should ride the bus and sit in the front.
Nigga, that was some nigga.
Huh?
It's a good idea.
Just sit in the front.
People are not going to do it, but.
No, they're not going to do it. But the thing about it, I actually said it as a joke, but now that I think about it, that would be, you know, some smooth shit. I just get on the bus. I don't care. It's only $1.25. Who cares? Spend that money.
Hold on. What bus are you talking about?
I'm talking about down here, right?
Okay, yeah, the bus in Alabama. You're not talking about the bus down here.
Well, how much is it over there?
$2.
$2. Oh, my Lord. I will spend $2. It's an honor of, you know, spend your money on MTA and the Amtrak or whatever the fuck bus it is. Oh, yeah, New Jersey Transit and the PACO, you know, PACO Speedline and, you know, the bus PACO or whatever. Spend that money or whatever bus, you know, you have out there. If you're going on Greyhound, Peter Pan, spend that money. And make sure if you see a white person in the front, you go, excuse me, kind sir, get the fuck out. I'm taking the front. You go to the back of the bus. It's time for you to go to the back of the bus. Matter of fact, you know what? From now on, Martin Luther King's birthday, all white people sit at the back of the bus, and we sit at the front. That's what I'm talking about.
Excuse me, kind sir.
Excuse me, kind sir, but can you please go back to the back? My feet are hurting, and I'm sitting in the front.
Why don't we do it the way they did it to us?
Word. Get to the back of the bus, Cracker. This is current only. White crackers get to the back of the bus. I mean, what do you think is a good idea, though? I can ask my mom when she was out back in those days. I said, on Martin Luther King's birthday, which is Monday, all black people, whether you have a car or not. Huh? All right, well, for an honor of Dr. King, everybody get on the bus and sit in the front. I don't care if your car is running and you're wasting gas. Just stop that bus and say, hey, hold on, let me pay. And sit in the front of the bus for a minute.
And then what? What do you mean?
And then get off. Like, you just honored Dr. King. And you can get back in your Benz or your Pinto or whatever and drive off. Well, tell them to go get to the back of the bus like they did us.
Especially if it's a white person.
Get to the back of the bus, Cracker. Just like, get to the back of the bus, nigga. Get back to the bus, you honky. To wrong, make a right.
They're racist because they think. They keep mixing their seed with black.
Ooh, Duke's kicking that knowledge on your ass.
Who, skinheads? Oh wow, my mom said that all the skinheads and all the white people are tight. Said that they're not mad because there's a half black president. They're mad because they're becoming extinct.
Oh man, well they can't take
that. She said that's why the white women keep having sex with these Negroes, because so they can mix them up.
Well, they're not doing it on purpose. They just can't resist us.
They can't resist us.
So that's the truth.
Oh wait, hold on. Let my mom, you know, school y'all real quick. Come on here, repeat
that last thing you just said.
Well, everybody knows that the original man was a black man, because when you go and read into the Bible and they describe him, he had wool hair. White people do not have wool hair; they have straight, stringy hair.
Okay.
And what's happening is it's all going to go back to the original man, which is a black man. So when you see the white man and the black woman, or the black man and the white woman, it's all written in the Bible, because they're going to mix their seed and the white people will become extinct. Unfortunately, will no longer be that way. Going to go back to all black. That's how it's going to roll. They're getting ready. So that's why the skinheads and all of them, they're very upset. They know what's going on. They know they're becoming extinct.
Look at Obama. He's mixed. Obama's not even all black. He's half black, half white.
Because black is dominant.
Yeah, you know I mean, so therefore that should tell y'all, my brothers. But just to you know, also throw it in, I don't think my mom is 110% correct, because she may be 50% correct, because you know, you Spanish people out there are multiplying like rabbits. So it's like,
damn, why are you so racist?
Because we have a Cuban on the show, so I mean, he's racist against us, and we're racist against him. But I'm asking, when the revolution comes, the white man gonna shoot both of us, black and Spanish.
I'm telling you, well, no, they have to have Cinco de Mayo for something. That's the only kind of holiday a spit got to look forward to. A single mile, so we can look forward to getting drunk. To give us a reason to get drunk besides every other day.
Yeah, you're right.
Other than that, we ain't got shit. Jealous of y'all, all the white people and the black people. White people, they get everything. They get the Jewish day. They get the fucking President's Day. They get Veterans Day. They get all kinds of days. No, it's...
Wait a minute. You Spanish people, y'all have in the summertime, y'all have a parade in every state every weekend.
Where?
Tyler, you're Cuban. That's Puerto Rican.
Yeah, but Puerto Rican Day parade at that, they fucking it up for us anyways. Look, they're just out there right, you know what I'm saying? They fucking it up for us. Niggas don't know how to act. So that's why we stuck with Cinco de Mayo. And that's for Mexicans, for that matter.
Yeah. Shit, man.
Fuck? Yeah. You know what? I'm glad, people, because you know what? If you really catch up on your history, the first person to invent the air. Yeah. So you know what?
Oh, man. Who's the man that invented your phone? This shit is horrible, nigga.
Hello.
Hey man, get off the metro,
dog. You got a metro, nigga?
You damn right I got a metro, nigga. Nigga, dope. Nigga ain't trying to sign no contract, man.
Yeah.
Sign a contract to the white devil.
Now, if I love you white people,
I love them too.
Without the white man, I wouldn't be on cable right now. Well, not cable, but I won't be having a cable modem. In this Blog Talk Radio account.
I'm telling
tell you, dog, we can never get rid of the Chinese, dog.
I don't know, man. I mean, the only good thing that Chinese people make, well, yeah, actually, you're right. They make a lot of shit over here.
Yeah, come on, guy. They're making my PlayStations. They're making a lot of my food. Yeah, shit. Everything in my house is built from China, so shit.
Yeah, I can't mess with no Chinese food, man. I can't mess with that processed stuff. I got a chicken the other day. I asked for chicken wings. Why do my chicken wings always come with, like, a little piece of fur hanging out? They look all retarded and shit.
That's a cat right there, nigga.
Yeah, that's definitely a cat.
Like,
oh man. Yesterday, I stumbled over this lady, so, you know, I had to make a pay. So, it was dark. So I brought her in my crib. And I brought her over the crib. She said she wanted to bring somebody with her. So I saw the one chick that she brought with her. It was Cuba. So I put my thumb in Cuba's butt while she was, you know, making some orange juice. And the other lady, what happened to me when I turned the light on brighter, it was your mother. And she got on her knees and, you know, whopped me off. The family's on point, man. I love your family.
I'll give you a courtesy clap.
Crazy Clark.
Yeah, good. But you know what? Hey, your mom's, I missed it. Come back on the phone. I want to ask some more phone sex.
Well, the voice is back. Sexy, right?
Man, sexy.
Man, it's just something about some people. Every time I think about some people, I think about macaroni and cheese.
Are you said bologna and cheese?
Macaroni and cheese, nigga.
Oh, yeah. Nigga, that was my macaroni and cheese, nigga.
Oh, no, dog.
Jazz, nigga. Oh, light up.
I'm a giant pool of macaroni and cheese.
Your phone is horrible, nigga.
Your phone is so horrible.
I want to just throw my phone on the ground. Like, throw it in the air as high as I can. And let it just wail, like, just come back down and break in half.
Nah, nigga. This shit was on speaker.
And then at that, just to make sure that it's still not working, I'll throw it in the river.
Your shit ain't that much different, nigga. You got that prepaid shit from the 7-Eleven and shit from the Diehead.
You see that nigga got a lemon phone?
Yeah, man.
Lemon law. I got lemon law. Now, what if they would have lemon law for everything, man? That'd be the shit.
Yeah.
Have lemon law for pussy? Whoa. When I took the pants off, I want my money back. I took the pants off. It was real dusty down there. But the odometer was reading virgin. But when I actually went in, it wasn't virgin no more. I think you just must have turned the odometer back something. This isn't a new car. This isn't a new chick. Why the fuck does my service keep cutting off, bro?
I'm going to strip club tonight, nigga.
Hit us up, 914. What happened?
It's like my favorite spot besides the Angry Bastard Radio. It's your mama's house.
Oh, yeah?
So make sure you get at it so we can get at your mama. Tell tell them 914-338-1782. We the fuck your mom.
I no doubt. It's amazing because your mom, the spot that I like about your mom is the spot that I put that X at, with, you know, X marks the spot. It happened to be the top of her mouth, inside of her mouth on the rooftop. And that's where I place the top rooftop head of my penis.
All right, well, check it. I'm not going to go to the strip club unless your mom's is, dog, because I ain't going to spend my rent money on anybody else. Why don't you ask her, make sure she's working, so I can love her.
Yo.
I'm just saying, I got my time is worth it, you know what I'm saying? I need a bottom-ass bitch, you know what I'm saying? And your mom is just, she's doing a job, and I love her, God bless her heart. Because damn, the bitch could dance, and she can make that ass clap.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened to your ass, though. She might have dropped your ass, because I don't know what happened to you, though. I don't know if you know this now, but I'm something like your stepfather now. You know, we can see the child now so long ago.
Oh, yeah.
Don't feel no pressure. I ain't trying to have you calling me dad or nothing just yet. I mean, I know you got to, you know, take time to adjust to this kind of thing, but I just let you know we fans, so I'm going to be here. I'm going to learn you. I'm going to school you. You know what I'm saying? Just stay tuned. I got you, nigga.
Yeah, that nigga really just young-balled me just now. Nigga, young balled me. This is up 914-338-1782. You got about 11 minutes left with the guards. They need like a certain tool that you can use to pick in your nose. Besides toilet paper, you smart ass nigga. And then somehow I was going to say, yeah, they do, toilet paper. I mean, they got a back scratcher, but they ain't got a nose picker.
I guess the nose is more sensitive.
All right, well, I mean, they can come up with something. It's not like niggas is using a rake for their back. They actually made something for it.
Yeah, well, they could come up with something, though. They coming up with all kinds of crazy other shit.
Yeah. Motherfucker plane crashed in New York. Nobody was injured.
Yeah, it's like, fine. Nobody. I heard about that. In Hudson River, right?
Yeah.
Well, it was close to the New York and New Jersey.
Yo, nigga, were you on a walkie-talkie, nigga?
All right, hold on.
Were you ordering a pizza, nigga? Give me a number two while you're at it, nigga.
Yeah, word. Let me get a side of your mom on the side.
A platter of pussy.
Yeah. Fucking, Hey, hold on. I'll be right back. I got your mom calling me on the other line. Hold on.
Yo, this guy's a fucking asshole. No, damn, that's an abortion clinic. You know what I mean? They said
yeah,
that
he... Hey, your mom said what's good, nigga. Your mom said what's good. So she's like, look, I'm sorry. You know, tell DK I had to leave the house for a minute, but, you know, I just want to let him know that I'm not going to be home until late, until after we come home, and I just want to make sure everything's safe. And so I was like, all right, that's okay, you know what I'm saying? He's starting to, you know, get into this whole son and father type ordeal, so it's all good. You know, I had to calm him down. You know, she was a little upset. She was just making sure, you know, that I gave her enough rent money so, you know, she could buy you your fix so you could shut up and be on your way.
Oh, yeah?
Dick, yeah.
That's just... He's a fucking asshole. Hey, yo, E. We got 8 minutes left. I'm hanging up on you, nigga.
Every time I think of E, I think of Mexican food.
Ha! That nigga do like a fucking Mexican. When did you do the, when you do the light-up session?
Hopefully this Monday, man. I gotta get my computer fixed, dog. My computer's all fucked up.
I told you, man. Stop looking up that gay porn on PornoTube, nigga.
Nah, you know what? You know what really fucked it up, though? Nah, these bitches on my screen, dog. They be having these, like, hot-ass motherfucking pictures. So I go to click on it, and it's like some, like, fucking, oh, you want to see my pictures? And I'm like, what the fuck? So I click on it, and then the bitch starts fucking up. I'm like, oh, the bitch fucking up. And the message, all the message says is, hey, what's up? So I'm like, damn, who the hell is this bitch trying to holler at me? So you know what I'm saying? I click on Shorty's profile, and says, you know, you want to see my pics, click here. I click there, it takes me to some website, and I'm like, what the fuck? I go to click back, and the whole computer shuts down on me.
Yeah, nigga, that thirstiness, man.
Damn, God, I was like, oh, I really thought something was going to happen.
I mean, thirsty, nigga.
Yeah, exactly. I got a month left. I'm trying to fuck your moms as much as possible.
As much as possible?
Yeah, guy.
Yeah, I hear that, nigga. Go douche. Go clean between your legs, nigga. False.
Go be a nigga.
Fucking giraffe neck ass, nigga.
Nigga gonna go to Afghanistan for a year.
Yo, Peter Brett face ass nigga. Dirk devil in the mouth ass nigga.
Barack Obama's daughter in the
family. Alright, man, everybody get up out of here, man. Check us out tomorrow. We might be doing a show. Just keep us posted. Keep, you know, actually, we'll keep you posted. If you got MySpace, we'll definitely keep you posted. Head us up, myspace.com/. Angry_bastard_radio. Or you can hit us up at myspace.com/technical_difficulty_show. Or
myspace.com/lightupsession, where it don't get no realer. When you get that dirty sound music, you get dirtified out the motherfucker. But don't get it twisted, because this is the show where if you angry and if you the bastard, fuck it. You both at the same time. It might as well. Speak your fucking mind. That's what this show does, man. I only fucks with this show because of this reason.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I be telling these niggas they lame.
Mm-hmm.
But I like fucking Ill E's mother, so I gotta stop on the show because that shit is flame. Now I'm back because I'm too deep in the game. On the block serving that cocaine, that 9 to 5 nigga, that's my grind to this day.
Yeah, nigga.
And it all on the note with that big poppa shit, always pumping on that good shit. All right,
nigga. Yeah, I'm nigga.
I'm going to strip club so I can go pay your mama's rent.
Yo, hit me up on my AIM. D. Yes, I feel so. I feel like a homo, man. I got AIDS.
Well, I was about to say, y'all, I'm gonna hang up on this one, y'all. I'll let you, you know what I'm saying, fell, you know, the guards in with that shit, though.
Yeah, it's Dirty Bird, but it's the letter D, the number 1, the letter R, the letter T, the letter Y, the letter B, the letter R, and the letter D. Dirty Bird. I actually got it from my cousin. My
Dirty
cousin passed
Bird.
Away. Yeah, they used to call him Dirty Bird, so.
I had no doubt. I feel that, nigga. You know, RIP to, you know, to the fam out there, you know. Yeah, I'm saying hold your head high. We know you're shining down.
Yeah, big shout out to Tory Sprinkle holding it the fuck down.
Where? I'm
that's
out of this bitch, man. Peace.
All right, nigga, I'm about to go slap. I'm about to go vacuum your mom's bush right now. So.
Yeah, God, yeah.
So, be out, you peanut butter face ass nigga. That's what we do. I talk shit and then we hang up on you. Make sure you hit us up. We'll keep you posted or if we're going to do a show or not. If anything, I'll do like a little preview show, like a little 10-minute show. letting people know what time we're doing the show so that when we do it, you know, you can join in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Please hit us up with comments on MySpace, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Also, hit us up with comments on hair. Let people know, let Blog Talk know that you like what you hear. Make sure you make us a favorite. Make sure you hold us down. Hold us down. Right now, I'm going to play a hot joint. This is Young Jeezy and Sierra. Never, ever. Never, ever. Ever, never, ever, never. It's your boy GQ. Good night, people. Peace. Big shout out to DJ White Owl, man. This show, pretty much, I guess you could say I'm his DJ or promoter, whatever. It's a lot.
so glad to see how far you came in life. And now since you're going to become one of the bosses, it's nice to see that someone's following in my footsteps. You could carry on the name and the tradition. But remember one thing. It's respect. Never cross the line. And you'll always earn a lot of cash money.
Do you